Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
Will we see blockades in Indianapolis? Well, I mean, this is the story. We've got it at WIBC.com. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. What's going on? How are we doing? IMPD preparing for potential pro-Palestine blockade Monday. That's our headline. It's right there. Supposedly, this is going to happen in cities all across the country. The pro-Hamas people, they say pro-Palestinian, but we know what they mean. They're going to fight the Zionist regime. Sure. And they're going to have these protests. And as the reporting from Donnie Burgess goes at WIBC.com, an exact location of the protest is unknown, as protesters are calling for a general strike against businesses Monday. Does that mean you're not going to shop on Monday? Because that's okay. I don't want you in my store anyway. But that's never what it means. You mean that you're going to try and stop people from going into the store, right? Just for the sake of clarity, what are we doing here? What is the plan? To not shop or to block shops? Because if you're going to block shops, well, that's going to be a whole nother thing. And, well, you should expect whatever it is that comes from doing that. And I think shop owners should be very, very protective of their stores. And I think that they should be very focused on their own defense and their own liberty. And to not allow a store to open, right, that to me is a very interesting throttling of free speech. Sure, there are zoning laws and all these kinds of things, but I have a store selling widgets, and you're going to tell me that you're going to say, no, you can't go into this store. You're going to prevent people from going into the store. That should be met, as I have often discussed, with force. And I get that it's weird when I say that. It sounds very, very aggressive. I'm telling you, I have no other way to approach these issues. How else should one respond except with force? Now, maybe we should be defining force, because for me, it is always the forceful response, the forceful pushback, the standing up to the madness, to the bigotry, to the hate. These things should happen and should happen regularly. So if there are people blocking shops come Monday, don't let these people be in charge of anything. If they disagree with something, as Americans, they're more than welcome to stop you from engaging in commerce. It's like those no oil people who think they can destroy art. They should be dealt with. And I leave it to you to deal with that. I would call the police first. But you can't let these people win. Cannot let them win if the plan is to harm the way you feed your kids. Not at all. And I saw this. This is about Eric Doden, candidate for governor. IBJ had this story that, Eric Doden has new ads out talking about wanting to freeze property taxes for people who are seniors. How to rein in property taxes. We had this exact conversation, him and I. You can get all the videos at WIBC.com. I spoke with all of the Republican gubernatorial candidates. We had this conversation, And I don't know if he already had this plan and he was just waiting for it, or if our conversation helped build this out, but catch the video over at WIBC.com, my conversation with Eric Doden, and check all of the conversations we had with the candidates. So be sure to do that. And then check out what he's discussing. See if it's something you like. As I said, the candidates have not really been exciting. But they're in the last couple weeks. Small moves might make big results. You decide. Find the videos at WIBC.com. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy. But Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
So bad is Friday.
There's a movie called Sasquatch Sunset, and it stars Jesse Eisenberg, and supposedly it is so gross that people are walking out of the screenings. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. Eisenberg, he's in the film, he's producing it. He says that people are telling him the film is a life-changing visual experience. It's a film about these four members of a nomadic cryptid family. I don't know what to say about that. They're going about their daily lives. They're hunting, they're gathering, they're mating, they're excreting, and supposedly it's all right there on the screen. Why leave anything to the imagination? You know, Alfred Hitchcock in Psycho stabbed a woman to death in the shower, and you never saw her get stabbed. There was screaming. There were knife thrusts. There was chocolate syrup that made up the blood that went down the drain. Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert. Did I need to? No. But you never see her get stabbed. Your imagination fills in the rest. That's how Hitchcock makes a movie. But Jesse Eisenberg clearly wants you to feel like you're on the streets of San Francisco. And he's just going to put that right on the screen. He's going to show it all. Like somehow it's a movie for up and coming proctologists. I know a proctologist, and the jokes, they write themselves, and it's glorious. It's glorious. I don't think I'm going to watch. If I didn't see Barbie, I don't think I'm going to watch Sasquatch Sunset. Maybe you will. I don't know. What you could do this weekend, the Indy 11. Someone just asked me, hey, are you going to the game Saturday night? It's Star Wars night. And I forgot. And I was like, oh, that sounds like it would be funny to watch people. But the Indy 11, they play Saturday night. And the weather's going to be good. And I might go. They're playing Charleston. And it is Star Wars night. So it's just to watch the people. Just to see the insanity. That's reason enough to go, and it's still affordable. I was checking out the Alley Cats, who I would still like to buy this team or part of the team. They're the Alley Cats. They play, it's the AUDL. It's Ultimate Frisbee, people. It's Disc League. And And they play up in Westfield. And I was looking at their schedule because it's something that you could afford to do with the family. Season tickets are $75. $75. I was looking at the schedule, and is John Herrick in now? Because John Herrick does the play-by-play of the Alley Cats. He does the stuff for IU, and he does the Alley Cats. The guy's everywhere. Their schedule is super weird. It's a 12-game schedule, and they open with 3 home games, and they close out the season in July with 4 away games. Who closes out a season with 4 away games? But if you're a season ticket holder, you at least get to go to games when the weather's a little better. Because the last home game is in the end of June. I have yet to get to a game. It looks so cool. But they're called the Alley Cats. And I'm like, I need to have a part of this. And so I've asked. I reached out. No one has gotten back to me. I don't know. I think I'd be a great partner. I think I would be a great partner. Tony, can you afford to buy part of the team? Oh, probably not. Probably not. But I bring spunk and enthusiasm. And that should matter, Matt Bear. Enthusiasm should matter. That's worth more than money, isn't it? Right? Enthusiasm is worth more than money, right?
OMG. Are you kidding me right now?
I guess not. I'm gonna try.
I am not throwing away my shot.
So, we'll see. We'll see if anybody gets back to me. In a story not told, and I should not be surprised that it's not told, did you know that a guy has been arrested and indicted for detonated an explosive device outside the office of the Alabama Attorney General? This happened in late February. It's April, children. This, according to the U.S. Justice Department, this guy was charged with malicious use of an explosive and possession of an unregistered destructive device. This outside the office of the Attorney General, Steve Marshall, Republican. Why do I bring that up? Because the guy who did this is Antifa. So this Antifa guy, who has expressed his, quote, belief that violence should be directed against the government, and he has described his inability to control his own violent, aggressive impulses, so of course he's part of Antifa, tried to kill a Republican attorney general. I am curious, outside of this program, maybe outside of IBC, will you hear this? Now, I should give full disclosure. This is written right now in NBC News. Credit where it is due. It is an important story, and it's one that should be addressed. If we oppose attacks on elected officials, we oppose all attacks on elected officials. So we should oppose this. We should be disgusted by this. But it seems it only gets like coverage from the news networks if that elected official is on the political left. And that's nonsense. And maybe this is telling a different story. NBC has got the story right here. Now, maybe they don't have the story perfect. Maybe it's not a cut enough conversation about the Antifa connection. But is this a conversation that people don't read? They look at the headline, they decide whether or not they want to discuss the story on social media, and that's it. And all they do is react on a headline, as opposed to digging deep in the story. This guy could face up to 20 years in prison. It's a mandatory minimum of 5 years behind bars. But you're not going to see this on the cable nets. People decrying this, saying this has to stop. You don't like somebody. You don't get to try and kill them. You simply vote them out of office. U.S. Capitol Police investigated over 8,000 threat assessment cases. That's 500 more than the previous year. There's nothing good about this. But outside of us discussing it, I wonder if you'll hear it anywhere. I wonder if you'll see it on any cable net. Fox at the most. If we oppose attacks and threats to elected officials, we should be opposing this. And we should be doing it together. It only makes sense.
Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
How bad is it?
Don't sugarcoat it. Give it to me straight.
Want coffee?
I think I need some coffee.
Time to fill up on the news. Tony Katz, that's me, 93 WIBC. Good morning. The Dow futures are down 103. The NASDAQ down 87. Well, it was two bad reports on inflation. And that could do it. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is not done buying votes, announcing it's forgiving student debt for another 277,000 borrowers. $7.4 billion. It's buying votes. I'm not quite sure how else it could possibly be seen. Well, it's important because these kids have too much debt. They picked the degree, they picked the school, and yet people who were fiscally responsible are now responsible for... So it's a really ugly way to treat people. Super ugly way to treat people. But Biden's not stopping. And I think that people look at this and they say, in an election year, this is buying votes. This is clearly buying votes. As a matter of fact, I would love to hear from somebody who wants to discuss why this is valuable. Explain the mathematics. Explain what it is about what's happening that you think provides us a better society. How does paying off someone's student loans and telling them they don't have to live up to their responsibilities, how that's better? How is it better to tell others who were responsible, maybe didn't go to college because they couldn't afford it, you have to pay for others? 317-239-9393. I would love to hear this argument. And if you start going into fairness, I'm going to stop you. The fairness argument is not an argument. If you want to make an argument, you got to explain exactly how it makes everybody's life better. 317-239-9393. Ford is resuming shipments of the F-150 Lightning. That is the electric pickup, which I drove for a while. It's fantastic. I won't lie. It's absolutely fantastic. Love that truck. And for how I live, I could see how it works. But my gosh, as a matter of mass appeal, no. Makes perfect sense. They've lowered the price now. They've lowered it between $200 and $5,500. I don't think that's enough, actually, because the glut of electric vehicles, I think I had that story yesterday on my show sheet, and I didn't get to it. If you are over at TonyKatz.com every day you get the show sheet, the things that I'm planning to discuss. And I had a story on the glut of EVs. Did I have that today or was that yesterday? And I used the word glut. There it is. The EV glut continues apace. This was from, do I pronounce it Ars Technica, ARS? Ars Technica. EV prices drop up to 20% as new and used inventory surges. Everybody's had their fill, as we know. And things have been paused and people are rethinking how to go. Yet the administration, through agency order, they really are saying no more gas cars. They're really pushing aggressively down this road. You've got people like John Podesta, a progressive and an advisor to Biden, who is an advisor to everybody, going back to Clinton. Electrification is the only way to save the climate. But never a conversation about how, you know, the electricity is made. Never a question about how electricity is made. I am told that we have callers. I'm going to take, this is special, write it down. How paying off student loan debt benefits society? That was the question. Why is this a win for all of us? And Terry is on the line. Terry, I appreciate you calling in. Take a moment. Talk to me. How does Joe Biden paying off student loan debt create a better society for all?
I'm not sure it creates a better society, but if we're going to pay the athletes to do their thing, why not pay the students to do their thing?
One could argue that because one thing is done, it isn't right, right? We could argue that paying the athletes might not be the right thing to do, but it would be clear that you pay to go to school to learn from the school. That's the quid pro quo. That's the action that's being taken. You don't necessarily go to school to play football, but if they want to bring you in to play football, then there is something outside of the education that you're paying for, or you got scholarship for, that adds something to the university itself. It adds to an economic. So whether that's sports or whether that's anything in the arts, in the sciences, right? They think there's a value that's created from what you do that gives them even more. I don't know if it's a comparable thing. The idea of paying the student, well, then why don't we tell the colleges you can only charge so much? I would argue, and I appreciate the phone call, that if we say it's just like paying the athlete, it's not. But if we think that paying the student creates a value, well, then we should have an equalized number of what we pay. Why? Is one student worth more than another? Well, I'll let other people argue that. Is one university really better than the other? I'll let other people argue that. Well, Harvard's clearly worth more. Harvard allowed a plagiarist to be in charge. I can't imagine they're worth a dime right now. Let me go to Don. Don, I appreciate the call, man. Give me the philosophy. How does Joe Biden paying off student loan debt to the tune of billions of dollars, how does it better society?
I don't believe it does. These people made their choices to go to these schools. And just like anybody, man, if you agree to do something and you sign a contract, you agree to pay that money back.
Well, Don, I love you and I appreciate the call, but I didn't need the people who agreed with me, man. I know people agree with me. I want to hear the people who are pushing this idea that somehow we're better off or somehow they deserve it or somehow it's fair. What is so fair about people taking they're paying their taxes and it's going to this? What is so fair about somebody not living up to their responsibilities? I want to hear from people who think this is a good idea. I want them to make their argument. I want to hear it so we can discuss it and maybe get people to understand what it is we're all talking about. I think that has value. You can reach me, Tony, at TonyKatz.com or on X at Tony Katz. Feel free. Also, Instagram. But there you're just going to see pictures of cigars and me smiling like a freak. The month of May is almost upon us, and that means Tales from the Track. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Brought to you by Relay Indiana. It'll be Hammer. It'll be Nigel. It'll be Scott Dixon at the Vision Loft Stutz, which is probably a very cool spot to see an event. The tickets are on sale. They are on sale right now. To the extent what's left, I don't know. But you get your ticket, you get a private viewing of the Stutz Museum. There's dinner with a cash bar, but if you ask Nigel, he'll give you a sip of his flask. There's door prizes. Scott Dixon is going to lay out the stories, and then there's a Q&A. There's a meet and greet with a photo. And if you pay an extra $10, Hammer and Nigel won't be in it. So that's always that's worth the extra 10. I recommend that highly. Hotel Tango, a sponsor of this very show, is the beverage sponsor. So that's very, very cool. By the way, Hotel Tango, remember who brought you to the party. Just remember what's what. It's going to be a good night, a good event. This is May 20th. Is when this is happening from 4:30 to 8:30. Tales from the Track featuring Scott Dixon, presented by Relay Indiana, hosted by Hammer and Nigel. You can get your tickets at WIBC.com, and you should do that. You should do that immediately, if not sooner. Can we discuss the fact that I feel like I never do any events? Although I did the governor's thing and I did the Israel trip. Yet somehow I feel like I never do any events. This is why we should do the 10-year party, Producer Carl. I know Matt Baer doesn't want any part of it. He's like, I don't care that you've been here for 10 years, Katz. You just shut your mouth. I'm on more hours than you. Be quiet, little man. That's what he says. That's what Matt Baer says. Sometimes Matt Baer is very mean. Right? You think he's all sweet and adorable and working out in the WIBC Traffic Center. He's vicious.
Now, I want you to think about this. With my checkered history here over the last decade at WIBC, the Fan, wherever it might be, would there be anything more arrogant for me to come out and say I'm having a 15-year party for myself? Think about that.
Hammer and Nigel say, look at me shirtless.
Well, that's
you
them.
Think you're arrogant?
No, I mean, no, I'm saying the idea for me to have a party and saying in some sort of celebration in my longevity or whatever you want to call it here would be necessary or even warranted. I'm not there, man. I'm not there.
I'm going to give you, can I give you a different way to look at it?
Please.
All right. When I discussed doing a 10-year party, right, 10 years at WIBC, literally zero part of it is about me. It is about an audience that looked at me coming in with this voice and said, we'll give the kid a shot. And let me be on the air for 10 years and we're going to try for another 10. Right? It's a thank you to everybody who let this happen in my life.
I totally get that. No, I totally get that. But yeah, I try to thank everybody on Twitter. I try to thank everybody on the air. I am grateful. I don't think there's any kind of doubt about my gratitude with these guys and with people that are listening. It's just you have a different perspective on this.
Right.
For me, it would just seem really there is just something that doesn't sit right about it with me. Just me. This is a me thing. This is not, hey, Tony's wrong about this. This is very much a thing that I don't feel great about. You know, that's all.
And people love a thank you on social media, but I think they prefer it more with a hot dog and ice cream cake.
Sure.
All right, we're going to have to keep discussing this. This is fascinating.
Yeah, I would love to keep discussing it, but I just, you know.
Yeah. either way, I'm doing the party, man. It's time to have some fun. And you're invited. It's not even about you, but you're invited.
Thank you. All right.
Will you come to the party?
Yeah, I'll come to your party. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, good.